On University at Albany Week, why are some anthrax outbreaks worse than others? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wendy Turner, assistant professor of biological sciences at the University of Albany, looks at the factors that may lead to worse outbreaks.
Anthrax, often known as an agent of bioterrorism, in its natural form is an ancient and deadly bacterial disease of herbivorous animals. One mystery about anthrax is why outbreaks are so different across the planet. In some areas, outbreaks occur annually with few cases, while in other areas, explosive outbreaks occur with decades or longer in between. Because of its life cycle, with short bursts of growth within a host, followed by long dormant periods in the soil as spores, Bacillus anthracis is a slowly evolving pathogen. In fact, isolates of Bacillus anthracis from across the world are around 99% similar. Therefore, when it comes to understanding why anthrax has such different dynamics among locations, the pathogen tends to be treated as a constant, and the source of variation attributed to the uniqueness of the environment or the locally available host species. My previous research on anthrax has shed light on which transmission pathways, host behaviors, and species drive anthrax dynamics in an ecosystem in Namibia. Now, my research group is comparing anthrax transmission dynamics in two ecosystems in southern Africa. Etosha National Park, Namibia, and Kruger National Park, South Africa, share many of the same potential host species and yet are very different in their anthrax outbreaks and are representative of anthrax variation observed globally. Our recent work indicates that the pathogen's genetic diversity does change significantly over time in one location, but not the other, a finding that conflicts with expectations. We will conduct field and laboratory experiments and observed host species in both ecosystems in order to discover if the root cause of differences in anthrax can be attributed to specific ecological or evolutionary interactions. Understanding the triggers of anthrax outbreaks among locations would facilitate the development of predictive tools to improve our risk management in affected areas.
That was Wendy Turner of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.